5 years ago, when Emily McDowell was about 40 years old, she started to feel different. Anxiety, insomnia, migraine headaches. McDowell's doctor told her she was experiencing something she'd never heard before. Puberty in reverse, also known as perimenopause. In layman's terms, that means around menopause, the time in which a woman's body makes the natural transition to menopause, marking the end of the reproductive years. And it's so much more than hot flashes.
I had an image in my head of like a angry lady. When I was growing up, you heard about, it was mostly from the perspective of like unfunny male comedians comparing it to PMS.
So Emily McDowell started talking about it on Instagram, and thousands of women were also like, hey, I'm going through the same thing. Many of them said they felt their doctors were dismissing their symptoms and no one else in their lives were actually talking about it. So McDowell, who is an artist by trade, decided to put words to what she and millions of others experience by creating perimenopausal greeting cards. They offer uplifting and hilarious messages to women going through the change.
To have the knowledge that this is normal and that this is something that happens to everybody born female is so important, because so much of the fear and the confusion comes from feeling like you're alone in it and feeling like something's happening to me. Am I making this up? Am I crazy? And knowing, no, you're not.
McDowell has used greeting cards as a way to help normalize things we all go through, like grief, cancer, even the pandemic. And right now she's thinking about how hard we can sometimes be on ourselves, especially during the holidays. Her new motto this year is, hey, it's okay to adjust our expectations, which means even a greeting card maker like herself has yet to send out holiday cards this year. And as of a few days ago, the McDowell family still hadn't bought a Christmas tree.
I'm applying that thought of like, just skip it to so much right now. And I'm kind of moving through life, like doing the bare minimum and really taking care of myself, like going for walks, and I am getting extra sleep, and I am having long phone calls with my friends, and I'm doing things that care for myself and that care for others in a way that feels nourishing.